News Talk 1620 WTAW. Go and get caught up on what's happening with MHMR of the Brazos Valley. Julie Porter and Bill Kelly are here. Who's leading off today?
I will.
Okay, Julie, go ahead.
Hi, we are getting ready to have an incredible fundraiser coming up on October the 7th and 8th. It's a two-day event. We're real excited. We have a great guy named Cliff Ritchie coming to speak.
Couldn't pack it all in one day, huh?
Nope, couldn't get it all in one day. He's going to come in on the 7th, which is a Monday, and there is going to be a private party book signing. And then on Tuesday morning, we're having a clinic at Pebble Creek, a tennis clinic. And at that clinic, Howard Jaffe and Mark Weaver, the two A&M women's tennis coaches, plus the two pros at Pebble Creek, which are Sean O'Donovan and Patrick Horn, and then the pro at Miramont, will be conducting the clinic, and all those proceeds go to MHMR. We're going to have a luncheon following that Cliff will speak, and of course that's one of our fundraisers too. And then finally, our gift to the community that afternoon is that Cliff will host a free tennis clinic for junior high and high school students at Texas A&M with the men's and women's A&M tennis teams helping out. It's an action-packed 2 days.
Well, let's get a little biographical information for those who are not familiar with Cliff Ritchie and his accomplishments.
Okay. Cliff Ritchie was ranked number one in the U.S. for tennis in the late 60s, early 70s. He actually played in Wimbledon. He played in the era of Arthur Ashe in that group. He was an incredible tennis player. Unknown to him, he was suffering from depression. He was given the title of the first bad boy of tennis long before they realized actually what the problem was. And he'd go from winning these incredible tennis matches to putting black trash bags on his windows and blocking out the room. It's going to be a powerful story. It's a powerful book that I brought you to read, too, about his greatest struggle, that with depression.
And for somebody to come out publicly and share. Yeah, that's very special, too.
It is. That week happens to be Mental Health Awareness Week, and so we're trying to eliminate the stigma of mental health. There are lots of people that suffer from depression or bipolar or schizophrenia, and no one wants to talk about it. And so by having someone of his caliber come out and as successful as he is, it helps eliminate that stigma.
Let's hear the dates again, and how does one get involved both on the first day as well as the second day?
The dates are October 7th and 8th, and the best thing for the listeners is just to go to our website, which is mhmrabv.org, and you can get all the information there. It has places where you can purchase the tickets. It also has a link that goes directly to me, and it has my phone number on it. So just go to our website. Just Google Brazos Valley MHMR, and you'll get us.
The other thing I want to also emphasize, I see here in your information that the tennis clinic that wraps things up, there is a limited number of spaces, so get your reservation.
That's right. And it's a great opportunity. My kids played tennis in high school, and I would have loved to have had the opportunity to have them coached by someone of this caliber. It doesn't come around very often, and the fact that it's free is really incredible.
Very good. Again, we're going to recap the dates of the event here in a minute, but we have another couple of minutes. I wanted to bother Bill a little bit, and again, Bill Kelly's executive director of MHMR of the Brazos Valley, and we have not had a chance to chat since the legislative session over with, and I forget what if any amount of money comes from federal sources, and we've got that annual mess coming up with the end of the federal budget year, and so from a financial standpoint, how'd y'all fare in Austin, and what are the obstacles facing you in Washington?
Yeah, as far as the state legislation, it was really good for MHMR, especially on the mental health side, especially with all the tragic events that had happened. It gave a lot of attention to it. And so we did receive funding all 39 MHMR centers across state. Big thing is we have adults that are on our wait list. When they come in for service, we're over capacity, and we had to put them on a wait list. And we have anywhere between 80 and 100 on a wait list at any one time. So there was funding given to us to start bringing those folks off the wait list. So that's a good thing. They're also funneling money down through for mental health first aid, and we got to get some trainers trained. And so we're working on that plan right now. And what that'll do is we'll get some people trained. They'll come back to this community, and then we'll start working, knocking on the doors of the independent school districts across the entire Brazos Valley. And what we're focusing on is the educators that are working with children day in and day out, and so they can, you know, recognize the signs of mental illness and things like that.
As in so many things, the younger you catch it, the sooner you can start turning that person's life around.
Absolutely. So so that's one. Another one is we got a supported housing grant that we actually submitted a grant for through the state. Legislation made it available. And what that helps is you know, over 95% of the folks we serve on the adult mental health side are indigent. And so if they're in a homeless situation, then we're going to be able to help with rental and utility subsidies. We can already do some before this fiscal year started, but now we're going to be able to do a lot more. And then we have another grant that we applied for and received over the next 2 years for crisis expansion. And that's working with the new hospital, which happens to be our championship sponsor for our Minds Matter event, the Rock Prairie Behavioral Health. And we're going to work with them, and they're discounting some of the beds to us, and we'll be able to use some of their beds for crisis respite beds, because locally we really don't have a lot to choose from. We have to send people to Houston or Austin or wherever, so we'll be able to have a resource right here in the Bryan College Station area. So these are all good things. It doesn't help with the underfunded system as a whole, but this is going to be good for the community.
All right. So let's wrap up again, Julie, with a reminder of Cliff Ritchie's appearance.
It's October 7th and 8th, and it's all centered around tennis. So whether you're a tennis player or just want to learn about depression, come join us. But go to the website for more information and how to get tickets.
Website again is?
mhmrabv.org.
Very good. Again, Julie Porter and Bill Kelly with us this afternoon, again from Brazos Valley MHMR on News Talk 1620 WTAW.